The invisible coup billboard truck rolls up on Mexican embassy to expose consulate swaying U.S. elections. By Jasmine Jordan on February 4, 2026. A billboard truck was seen this week outside the Mexican embassy in Washington, D.C., highlighting the bombshell revelations in Breitbart senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's number one New York Times best-selling book, The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. The side panel of the truck displayed the message: Mexico's 50-plus consulates are running a shadow campaign to sway U.S. elections. Why? Beside the text, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum was shown standing at a podium, with two ominous figures positioned behind her, one a tattooed gang member, the other a masked man holding a rifle. The scene appears modeled after the layout of the U.S. Capitol chamber, with the two figures seated where the vice president and speaker of the House would traditionally sit, suggesting symbolic foreign influence at the core of American political power. The back panel of the truck promoted Schweitzer's book directly and included the website address for the book, theinvisiblecoup.com. The book's cover prominently features Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum alongside former Presidents Barack Obama and Joe Biden, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Chinese President Xi Jinping. This latest ad campaign comes after weeks of mounting attention sparked by Schweitzer's revelations in the invisible coup. Schweitzer, the president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a five-time New York Times number one best-selling author, details in The Invisible Coup how Mexico's network of more than 50 consulates, nearly 10 times the number operated by countries such as the United Kingdom, has allegedly been used to interfere in U.S. politics. He writes that the consulates have played a role in organizing mass pro-immigration protests, distributing ideologically slanted textbooks, and broadcasting partisan programming through a government-backed initiative known as Migrant TV. According to Schweitzer's findings, Migrant TV reached millions of Mexican nationals living in the United States with campaign-style messaging. These broadcasts reportedly praised Democratic candidates while denouncing President Donald Trump and his immigration policies, especially during the 2024 election cycle. Schweitzer characterizes this as part of a broader pattern of interference, citing former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's 2017 U.S. tour in which he encouraged Mexican migrants to resist Trump's policies and proposed that consulates function as migrant defense offices. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Esteban Moctezuma Barragán, has publicly denied the reporting in the invisible coup, appearing on multiple media outlets to argue that Mexico's consulates operate within international law. On CBS News's The Takeout, he insisted, "It's completely false because, as you know, we follow the Vienna Convention, that has very clear laws for every country. What we do in the United States is what the U.S. does in Mexico." Over the same weekend, President Claudia Sheinbaum similarly rejected the reporting, stating at a press conference, "Consulates have a role determined by international laws, and what our consulates essentially do is provide protection and assistance to Mexicans in the United States. We categorically deny that they are doing anything related to U.S. politics. We are very respectful. If we demand non-intervention from other countries, we obviously comply with that constitutional principle ourselves." Despite denials, Schweitzer's work continues to gain visibility. Street art promoting the invisible coup has appeared throughout Los Angeles and Sacramento, California, featuring striking visuals drawn directly from the book's themes: Chinese fighter jets streaking across the sky, Chinese infants parachuting downward in reference to what Schweitzer calls the Manchurian generation, and California Governor Gavin Newsom depicted in a Chinese military uniform towering over scenes of civil unrest. Times Square in New York also recently hosted a large two-panel digital billboard that presented one of the central assertions highlighted in the book, that terrorist groups linked to 9/11 are involved in financing and helping elect members of Congress. One panel displayed the book's cover, while the other showed the Twin Towers with the faces of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, superimposed over them to underscore the message. Members of the Breitbart Fight Club will have the opportunity to ask Schweitzer questions about his shocking discoveries at an exclusive roundtable event on February 5. Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon debuted at number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list and is available to purchase here.